technically care about what he has to say? Certainly not. But wait, could you ever possibly care? Yes, but only if he swiftly wins you over. How quickly do you want that chatty passenger's story to become interesting? Right away. Do you want him to start with a lot of background information about where he was born and what childhood traumas he had? No, you want him to skip over all that. Do you want him to tell you about a bunch of unrelated things that happened this week? No, you want him to tell you a focused story about one unique and interesting thing that happened to him. Do you want him to go on and on about what a pitiful, inactive, incapable failure he is? No. If you're going to care about him, he'd better be worth caring about. It's that simple. Tell the story that would win you over, even if you didn't want to hear it. This is the heart of the secrets of story. Of course, there are thousands of other writing guides, so what makes this one unique and uniquely necessary? The advice in this book is irreverent. Writers are snarky people, but too many writing books are burdened by a grandiosity and solemnity that seem totally alien to a writer's day-to-day experience. I love writing, and I'm in awe of great stories. But the best way to write those stories is to never lose your perspective or sense of humor. Comprehensive. Too many writing books fall into the category of, here are a few pointers I picked up over the course of my career. That's great if those pointers happen to be the ones you need right now, but these books offer no place to begin, and they make no attempt to systematically cover each step of the process. This book has a step-by-step, concept-by-concept approach that examines just about everything that goes into writing a great story. Practical. My focus is less on what does it all mean and more on accumulating surgical instruments for specific situations you'll encounter. The hope is that the next time you're laboring over some poor patient and desperately hold out your hand for the next tool, it will be within reach. Consider me your operating room nurse. Counterintuitive. Too many books fill their pages with common sense or easy wisdom, confirming the certainties that readers brought with them. I try to limit myself to counterintuitive insights I never would have guessed when I started. This book strips away the easy assumptions that struggling writers fall prey to and replaces them with less than obvious solutions. Based on human nature. Why do stories from all over the world have so much in common with each other? Is it because the authors are all following the same rulebook? No, it's because they're all describing the same thing, human nature. Too many books say, this is the way you have to do it because Aristotle said so, or because Hollywood says so, or because a market analysis said so, etc. This book rejects all of that in favor of natural, organic rules. Focused on audience identification. And now we get to the big one. This is the essential quality of this book. I just can't find another book that puts the audience's satisfaction above your own or your professor's. If you really value your audience, you'll never have to choose between audience satisfaction and writing from the heart, because the two will be one and the same. You have to embrace your audience. They are the only reason to write anything, and once you start listening to what they need, your writing will improve by leaps and bounds. This is a book for anyone who tries to sell a narrative to a weary public. Novelists, screenwriters, playwrights, creative nonfiction writers, journalists, marketers, speechwriters, and resume writers. This book will show you how to create powerful audience identification, which is the heart of good storytelling. I'm gratified that this advice has been embraced by many types of writers over my years of online pontificating. In fact, my top followers have always been novelists. But I should warn you up front. I won't be able to hide very well that my background is in film and TV writing, so the majority of the examples I give are taken from those two media. I've found that this actually works best for all writers, because movies and TV, more than novels and plays, are the cultural currency we all share. And when a novel is adapted for the screen, it's boiled down to its essence. And the essence of writing is what we're talking about here. Rest assured, I use these examples in universal ways, so the lessons drawn from them are applicable.